have Alex Williams with us, communications specialist with the City of Peoria this morning. We're talking about a program that I think is really interesting and artistic, Paint a Plow. I know this is not the first time that this program is being done, but can you kind of give us a background on it?
Sure, yeah. So we rolled out this program in 2020. It's basically an initiative that encourages people to get involved with snow, winter, and ice safety by painting a plow.
And so they do that when there's no snow, obviously.
Yeah, part of our winter prep is getting our snow plows prepped. So right before that is when we're offering this program. So right about now through the end of October, people can sign up to paint a plow.
And so is this something that you would have like a team of people do, or is this something an individual would sign up to do?
Yeah, so it's open to Peoria schools and nonprofits. We're accepting applications for this summer and fall, now through probably mid-September. Basically, we want people who are interested in spreading messages about winter snow and ice safety, and also maybe potentially promoting their school or their nonprofit. We want them to get involved so that they can kind of create a little bit of excitement and get some more eyes on snowplows.
Now, since this is not a brand new program, is there someplace that that people are interested could go to take a look at what's been done before?
Yeah, we have examples on our website. It's just peoriagov.org/paint-a-plow. And that's actually where people would go to kind of download an application and a waiver so that they could submit it to us.
Now, what are some examples that maybe people have done before?
Yeah, so CWTC was involved last year in Big Brothers Big Sisters. And then something fun from last year and this year is we got the mayor's youth program involved. So this year, because it was so popular, we had two plows painted by the mayor's youth program. And basically, I mean, people put handprints on there, they write their names, they, you know, kind of promote their program, or in this case, they promoted the mayor's youth program and then also the city of Peoria with different messaging. I mean, for many people, it's their first experience getting up close and personal with, you know, our equipment. And so it's just a way to kind of get a few more eyes on the equipment, you know, before winter, so that people are just more aware overall about snow and ice safety and how to actually engage with our equipment on the roads.
So speaking of the equipment, how many plows will be involved in this program?
As many as the snow plows we actually have, so probably in the 20s range. But also it's just dependent on who wants to, you know, participate. So far we've gotten at least three plows already in the works.
Okay, so you said up to 20. How many were painted last year?
I'd say at least 4 to 5 last year for the first year of the program.
Okay, and getting into the, I guess, the inner workings of how you get involved with that, you know, how would they get involved to, like, actually do the painting? Is there, like, a time frame of, like, they would go there once a week, or how does that work?
Yeah, the fun part is that we'll come to you. So if you're having a special event and you think it's a good opportunity for people to kind of gather around a plow and paint it at your facility, you know, we'll bring the snow plow to you. In the case of Big Brothers Big Sisters last year, they were having some sort of evening event with, you know, the Big Brothers and Sisters and their littles. So we brought the plow to them and they turned it into an addition to, you know, whatever they were already doing, just to kind of create a little bit of fun and the different type of activity.
So that artwork would typically be done in one sitting, or would it be done in multiple settings, or how is that?
It just depends on the person, really, or the organization and what they have time for. If there's a nonprofit or school that wanted to spend more time on it and maybe actually, you know, have an artist work on it, then the plow could stay, you know, at their facility for a week or so, however long it would take to complete. Really, we just need the plows back in, you know, our bay just before the end of October so we can start prepping things before winter.
Absolutely. Once you want to have all that work done before there's actual snow, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Now, you know, if people are interested in learning more about Paint a Plow, tell us again where they can go to get the basic information.
Sure. So they can just go to the Peoria website, peoriagov.org, and then it's searchable under Paint a Plow. But the actual website is Peoria, or the URL is peoriagov.org/paint-a-plow.
And again, there's examples of prior artwork that's been done on that site as well.
Yes. So there's a program overview and then also some rules and guidelines and then information on how to apply.
And is there a deadline? Again, what's the deadline to sign up for the program?
I'd say by mid-September, and then we can get the plows out, you know, in October and then back before the end of October.
And then
but
once
if somebody wanted a plow now, we
sure.
can bring it now as well.
So then once the artwork is done and it will be displayed on the plows then throughout the winter months, right? It'll just be part of the equipment.
Correct. Yeah, that's the fun part is that all of this will be on display on our plows, you know, at the first snowfall.
That's awesome. One more time, tell us where people can apply, Alex.
Sure. It's peoriagov.org/paint-a-plow, or they could just go to peoriagov.org and search Paint a Plow.
Okay. Thank you so much, Alex Williams, the communication specialist with the City of Peoria.
Thanks for having me.